The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to a Monday edition of Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I hope you were in a solid Bible-believing church yesterday. Joy and I sure were. Wow, what a Sunday morning service we were a part of yesterday at Central Baptist Church down on Frank Road. Oh, my goodness. Talk about a church that is on fire. We had church yesterday morning. Oh, my goodness. Just wonderful, wonderful worship. I mean, we were taken to the throne of grace. Wonderful worship. I had the privilege of preaching, and talk about a responsive congregation. So Joy and I are just so thankful for Pastor Tim Womack and the fine folks at Central Baptist down on Frank Road. We felt like part of the family. We were just so very much welcomed by the congregation, felt wanted and welcomed and a part of the fellowship, and great things are happening. It is so exciting to see there are churches that are growing. There are churches that are doing great, great things for God. There is so much to discourage us, so many sad things going on in our world. To be honest, so many churches that are either dead or dying. And it's just really encouraging to see many, 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 many churches that are just on fire and reaching their community for Christ. So anyway, we had a great day yesterday. We really did. All right, I believe I gave you the number, but let me give it to you again. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Special announcement for those of you who drive Kias. Yeah. Did you know last year alone in Columbus alone, this is not nationwide, this is in Columbus, last year alone, 10,000 Kias or Hyundais were stolen in the city of Columbus last year. 10,000 just last year, Kias or Hyundais. Anyway, Kia and Hyundai are both responding for one reason. A whole bunch of cities have sued the manufacturers, including Columbus, because of the millions of dollars being lost in revenue, police action, and so on and so forth. Anyway, Kia is sponsoring an upgrade event this coming Saturday at the historic Cruz Stadium, otherwise known as the old Cruz Stadium, down at the fairgrounds, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. this coming Saturday. They've been 8 p.m. to on Saturday. Okay. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. this coming Saturday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. this coming Sunday at Historic Cruz Stadium. It is for owners of Kias 2011 through 2021. So it's not for all Kia owners. 2011 to 2021, they have a software update that they will install. It takes about 30 minutes to install it. And, quote, a technician attaches a little transponder device to the brains of your car and then brings out an iPad and clicks download. It takes about 30 minutes to install. For Kias from the year 2011-2021, you can know if you use a steel key to turn and start the car, the representative from Kia said. It means this upgrade does not apply to cars with the push-to-start feature. Once the car is locked and armed, the upgrade sounds the alarm system and immobilizes the ignition system for an extended period of time when a car is broken into. Anyway, and then it goes on. But that is for Kia owners. If you own a Kia from 2011-2021 and your particular Kia uses a steel key, not the push button, steel key, at Historic Cruz Stadium this coming Saturday, this coming Sunday. More important news, very important news, our Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost today filed an emergency motion with the Ohio State Supreme Court asking the Supreme Court to overturn, quote, a broad and harmful decision from Franklin County Court Judge Michael Holbrook in blocking the implementation of House Bill 68 from taking effect. The law was due to go into effect this coming Thursday. Judge Holbrook last week issued the temporary restraining order, and Attorney General Dave Yost has issued an emergency motion with the state Supreme Court to overturn the injunction from the Franklin County judge. This is from Dave Yost's office. The motion notes how Holbrook's overly broad injunction not only is illegal, but it also harms Ohioans by preventing the protective law from taking effect. The motion asks the Ohio Supreme Court to narrow the injunction and order Holbrook to act within the limits of his judicial authority. One judge from one county does not have more power than the governor's veto pen, Attorney General Yost said in the filing. Common sense. The legislature passed this bill. The governor vetoed it. The legislature overruled the veto. And so we have one County judge puts a hold on a law duly passed by the legislature, vetoed by the governor, and then the veto overturned by the legislature. And Attorney General Yost is saying, one county judge does not have the authority to overrule the rule of the people and the will of the legislature. So it's an emergency appeal. I have no idea how long it will take for the Ohio Supreme Court to rule, but it was supposed to take effect this coming Thursday, and the result would be to protect Ohio's children from the transgender industry. It would also protect Ohio's female athletes from unfair competition from boys who think they're girls. So we will keep an eye on that. All right, we need to take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
This is an update on a story you're probably not going to see on any mainstream media. A Finnish parliamentarian, a member of parliament in Finland. She is a Christian. She is an evangelical Christian, and she has been charged on three separate occasions and acquitted on three separate occasions of hate speech. Now, what did she say? She quoted scripture on marriage, family. She dared to write in a pamphlet that she was a part of on marriage, family, and so forth. One of the scripture verses in the pamphlet simply said, male and female, he created them. That was it. No, nothing derogatory about homosexual, same sex. Just here's what the Bible says. Male and female created he them, or he created them. And so three times, and each time she has been acquitted. Well, the Finnish judicial system is not like America, because now she is going before the Supreme Court of Finland. And what is the charge? The same. Hate speech. So she's been acquitted here, she's been acquitted there, and now the prosecutors in Finland have said, well, okay, we're going to take it to the Supreme Court. So we have no idea what's going to happen in the Supreme Court, but she is one brave woman, and I am not even going to attempt to pronounce her name. Her first name, Paivi. Last name, Rasanen, but it's got the little, what are those? Those aren't umlauts. I'm not going to try to pronounce the name. But she has absolutely refused to compromise her position on marriage, family, gender, sexuality, and so forth. And the liberals have just been unrelenting. They want her in prison. They want her in prison. This latest instance where the case is now going to go before the Supreme Court. She said she has a peaceful mind and, quote, I am ready to continue to defend free speech and freedom of religion before the Supreme Court and, if need be, also before the European Court of Human Rights. So even if she is acquitted by the Finnish Supreme Court, there is a possibility then she's going to have to defend herself before the European Court of Human Rights. The liberal left does not just live in America. Hey, this whole controversy about boys who think they're girls competing against girls who really are girls, I have said this over and over again. This will come to a screeching halt if girls would simply refuse to compete. Now, I realize that may mean forfeiting a game, forfeiting a track meet, a swim meet. It may be paying a price. But if girls would simply say, mm-mm, not fair, it's not a fair, even playing field, I am not going to compete against a boy, even if he thinks he's a girl. Well, that happened in West Virginia recently in shot put competition. Five West Virginia middle school girls at a track meet, when they discovered that a biological boy who identified as a girl was going to compete against them in shot put, they said, nope, not going to do it. And they did it in somewhat of a dramatic manner when it was their turn to get into the shot put circle. And I would imagine all of you have watched shot put. They get in the circle and they whirl around and around. When their name was called, they went to the circle, set themselves, and then just stepped out of the circle and said, won't do it. Will not compete. Good for them. They have courage. They have conviction. And if female athletes would begin to do this, this whole transgender competition thing would come to a screeching halt. We need to pray that more young women will have that kind of courage.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.